Hello, shit zippers, and welcome to Forever Unclean, a companion podcast for FX's The League. This is the show you come to for hot takes that are too hot to handle. I'm Chris, and I'm sitting here on the toilet, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Luis Parra.
Hey, if you like talking about The League, then this is the podcast for you. And I think I speak for both of us when I say that we definitely recommend watching the episode before you listen to this, because we're going to assume that you have. Don't be a Dre.
Don't be a Dre. Luis, how are you doing this week?
Jesus Christ, dude. I am quarantined. I'm bored as hell. And getting back into gaming pretty heavily, because sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do when you're locked in a room and you can't be loud.
Did you get your test back?
I didn't even get my test back, bro.
Oh, shit. So you're still quarantined.
Yeah. It's fucking stupid.
Dude, I've been starting the game a little more.
Oh, yeah? What are you doing? What are you playing?
I literally just bought a Nintendo 3DS and four games, like good games, for $40. And it's a new 3DS. It's in new condition. I wanted to supplement because I'm trying to build a competitive Pokemon team. And so I need to be able to trade some of my Pokemon and like get Pokemon from other games that I have.
Dope, dude. That's cool. Which games you got?
Oh, I've got tons of games. But this, I got Smash Brothers for 3DS. I got Pokemon Omega Ruby, always nice. Monster Hunter something. And Super Mario 3D Land, which I've been wanting to get. What have you been playing?
That's dope, dude. Well, you know, Ubisoft is trying to suck us into their entire existence. So they're having this, they had this crazy sale for a while. I don't know if it's still going on. Like, everything is so fucking cheap. It's ridiculous. Like, I got Far Cry 3, 4, and 5 for like $15. I got Assassin's Creed Origin and Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Both of those, I think for a total of like $40, but I got the gold edition of both of those, so I get the season pass also. I get both of the DLCs for both of those games, so it's like an extra bit of content. So I'm basically going to play these games for the rest of my life, because it's not like I game much.
Yeah, man, it's been kind of a big week for me. You can call me the anti-taco, because it is 6 months sober this week. And you know what's happening to me being sober is the same thing that happened to Taco. You know, like I'm remembering languages I never knew. Lieber Vater in Himmel, geheilig werde dein Name. Dein Reich komme, dein Will geschehe. Now, do you know what that was? That was the Lord's Prayer in German. I've been learning German. I'm like 80 days deep in, like, with a streak on Duolingo.
Damn. Yeah, dude, I actually just got an email that it's my like fifth anniversary with Duolingo learning German, and I just can't stop thinking about what my life would be like if I did it actually. It would be slightly more German. I'm completely going to change the topic. Last week, this band called Bay Faction broke up, and that's a band I've actually been like following since like the inception of their first record. It's been a couple years now. I found them on Reddit when this dude posted about he was starting his own record label. He posted in the Vinyl subreddit, and he was like, guys, check out this record, like, buy it on Bandcamp, right? He sold it on Bandcamp, and I bought the white variant of it. But the thing is, one of the other Redditors on that thread commented, hey, is there any way, like, I could get you to, like, get these signed for me from the band? And he was like, yeah, just shoot me an email and like ask and I'll do it for you. And I did the same thing after I saw that. And I actually got my copy of the record signed too. So it's years later, right? I have the record signed in the white variant. Fans are calling for this album to be repressed, because after it was done with its initial release, it was gone. It disappeared. It's not even on Spotify. So I have it on vinyl. At the day after they broke up, the record company, which is now like a full-fledged company, they announced that they were going to bring back a repress with that band. They're actually repressing that album. But check this out. I went on Discogs, so I looked for Bay Faction's self-titled album on there in the white variant. And there's two for sale right now. One is in near mint condition for $435. The other one is in mint condition for $660. Here's the thing. Mine's signed. I'm not going to sell it because, like, it's actually a really cool piece of memorabilia to have. And I've spent a long time listening to these guys. I was proud of discovering them. And then, like, I actually got to see them last year and I met them. And that was a really cool experience. So I have this collectible piece of merchandise that I got signed on a fucking whim from Reddit. And this band just broke up and is not going to do this again. I think it's wild. And we're going to miss you, Bay Faction. Forever Unclean officially endorses Bay Faction.
So that's pretty interesting. Is there anything else interesting that you can think of?
You know what? How about some interesting trivia?
Ooh, that sounds nice. So give me some goddamn beautiful, interesting trivia.
All right. I'll give you some goddamn beautiful, interesting trivia. In this episode, and this is where it's important that you listen to, that you watch the fucking episode before you listen, because this is, like, we are 5 minutes into this podcast, maybe, and we're skipping to the fucking end, all right? Like, okay. In this episode, when Jenny is getting initiated at the very end, right? Andre's complaining about how he got hazed a lot when he was initiated, and he says that he's still finding squid in his apartment from his hazing. Here's the thing with that. Here's what makes this interesting trivia. In the first season of this show, Andre got a new apartment, and the league has been going on for over 4 years. There's no way. What's crazy is, even if you do the absolute most profuse stretching of the timeline, in which Andre says that he was called Dick Cream for 2 years, right? Even if you consider that, like, maybe he was hazed all the way up until he was not called Dick Cream, right? That still doesn't get him in the new apartment. So you can stretch this as far as you want, but it still doesn't fucking work. This is bullshit, and you know what? I quit. You guys can catch me on my new podcast. I'm exclusively going to be talking about It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Well, that's the interesting trivia and a massive tangent. So why don't you go ahead and give us some episode highlights, Chris?
All right, my first episode highlight is Dive for the Knife. I just love their fake fighting, but then it gets real. And then Rafi throws a butter knife in the mix and tells them to dive for the knife. I just think that's so brilliant. It's not even like a stabbing knife. It's a butter knife. All right, what about you?
That's how you know Rafi's like a legitimate crazy person. Like he's not like serial killer crazy, right? Like where he has like the mind to like carry around these weapons of actual torture, right? No, he's like beyond that, where he's like, you know what? Fuck it. Butter knife. My first episode highlight is gonna be Trash Digging Taco. I just feel like it's glossed over. Like, everyone sits there and is like, what is he doing? Why is he doing this? But I don't think it gets the recognition it deserves. This motherfucker just jumped in a dumpster and started taking stuff. All right, give me yours. Keep it going.
All right, so my next one is Velcro. So I love how Russell is introduced as such a legitimate character. Like, he's like, oh, why is... You know, he's looking down on Taco a little bit. You know, he's like making fun of Andre. And you're like, oh, this is like a normal guy. And then you hear, I thought I heard Velcro. And like, you're like, what's that about? I just love how he's so legitimate. And then he becomes like one of the least legitimate characters in the entire series. He goes from Jenny Kevin level to Rafi level within one episode.
It's really weird. Actually, you know, it's funny. I didn't even recognize that was like a foreshadowing moment. Until I saw it written in the script, I was like, what the fuck? That's honestly genius. Like, it's so good. You know, my next one actually has to do with Russell, too, so I'll just jump into it. The fact that Jenny's, like, a little bit, like, hurt that her being there isn't actually doing anything for him, that's so funny.
Yes, yes. We're actually going to talk about that later. So my next one, The Weekends Are the Hardest. It's just... Ruxin is not allowed to shit at his own house. What the fuck? Sophia is a dictator. That's a basic bodily function. You can't accept that your spouse shits? You're a terrible person, Sophia.
Damn. Get her, dude. That's such a weird moment. I love that so many of these episode highlights from the very beginning of this fucking series for us have just been like one sentence that Ruxin says. All right, my last one. So I feel like this is a pretty central part of the episode, but I love what this does for the structure of the episode itself. The Coke toilet. And let me tell you why I love it so much. Because I think I've said this before, it always feels like there's like a couple characters going off and doing their own thing. And then we watch a few storylines going on. But this feels like an episode, like in one of the few episodes, if I could recall correctly, it feels like one of the few episodes that it starts with the entire gang doing one thing, which is trying to get Rafi the fuck out of the league, right? But it ends, it takes a turn in a way that, like, truly, I'm going to have to do it. I'm going to have to name drop. Family Guy does, all right? Family Guy will start with one story and then just completely fuck you and go in a completely different direction, right? And that's how their plot is, like, not regurgitated from other shows, right? That's the fact. But, like, that just switching from Rafi to the Coke toilet, and the fact that, like, why is that something that exists? It's just so funny. It is just so funny. I love it. And it's great writing. It's great writing. Okay, so moving on. Look, I need some help, buddy. Last week we talked about when you should go for that, like, upside potential. But, like, I feel like I'm still not, like, really understanding when to draft a kicker or a defense. So if you could just, like, lay some knowledge on me, that'd be great.
All right, let me make this short and sweet. To me, it seems like kind of common sense to draft a kicker late. They don't score a whole lot of points compared to other positions, and there isn't much of a difference between the best kicker and the 10th best kicker. Besides, it really depends on how the team as a whole is doing, whether or not a particular kicker is doing well in any given season. Defenses should also be drafted late, as they don't generate as many points as other slots. Anyways, that's enough sports shit. Let's get on with the show. That whistle means it's the fourth quarter where we decide who is the biggest douchebag!
Okay, love it. We seem to be in pretty good sorts with our agreement right here.
So, you want to talk about our shared honorable mention and I'll add anything if I feel it needs to be added?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's pretty damn clear that Pete is the honorable mention for both of us because of what he says to Andre. I mean, I could be wrong, but, you know.
That's exactly right. He makes fun of his $25,000 purchase. That's presumably non-refundable. So he makes him feel like shit about spending $25,000. It's a step too far for me. And that's why Pete is our honorable mention.
But I will say that he stays an honorable mention for me for doing what a lot of people don't do in this show and apologizing, like, legitimately.
I mean, I don't know how legitimate it was, but he did apologize, but, you know, that was kind of to bring the league back together. But he still made amends. I think that's big. And yes, that's why he remains an honorable mention. So I'll take this one. Third, Rafi. I think this one is clear, and I know, you know, you're going to talk about this later, but Rafi destroys a $25,000 painting. I think that's a dick move. I think it's a douchebag move. It is not my first or second biggest, but it is a big one. So now, what is your third?
So my third is Andre for starting the douchebaggery with Pete in the first place. And that fight was supposed to be, you know, something scripted, not too mean, but then Andre, out for no reason, breaks out like, you're a divorced loser. And so Pete's like, what the fuck are you doing? All right, what is your second?
My second place is Klunberg. He makes a shitty painting and sells it for $25,000. That painting is the worst painting I have ever seen. I just think that's a dick move. It's a douche move to say, my penis bird going into Butt Mountain is worth $25,000. I think painting is douchey. I guess that's what I'm getting at. And I think it's douchier than wrecking $25,000 paintings. All right, what's your second?
My number two is going to be Rafi. My number two, for the same reasons that he was your number three, is Rafi. He's a dickhead. He doesn't have to do much other than be himself to be on these lists for me. Not gonna lie, he's Rafi. That should just be a good enough explanation. All right, now what's your first?
All right, my first, and I think we probably agree on this one, which is rare. My first is Jenny. As a recovering addict, I think it's really douchey to make someone prove that they're an addict and get butthurt when they're not, you know, addicted enough, you know. I just think that's a total dick move. And she sets him off. He would not have fucked Rafi if she had not set him off.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's definitely weird also that, like, why are you upset that this man isn't trying to, like, smash? You're married. What the fuck is wrong with you, Jenny? So, I think in an excellent tour de force of a douchebag debut, Jenny really struts her stuff to get on this list. So, good for you. Go fuck yourself.
But now, I've got a question. Sacco or Shiva?
You know, I wrote meh, but I'm gonna have to go with, Shiva minus. It's just not, like, it has some wacky moments, but, you know, what really did it for me was that inconsistency with Andre's apartment. Like, once I found that out, I was like, this show is just not for me anymore. You know, they lost me. So they're really going to have to work hard in the next episode to kind of earn me back.
Now, I also say Shiva minus. This is an episode that usually I would skip. I enjoy the wrestle stuff. I think that's really well done. But the fake fight, all that stuff, I don't think the Klunberg, I don't think it's all that good. So I have to say Shiva minus as well. And so I think we're in agreement, Shiva minus. That is the final whistle. It is time for us to clear the field. Catch us every Friday. You sweet, gullible little sucktards make this podcast possible and are single-handedly affording me the opportunity to study butter knife fighting with Rafi. Catch me on Instagram at yellow.d.jacket.
And catch me on Instagram at lewis_pada. We hope you all have a Shivalicious week. Adios, shit sippers.